Are you a Russian or a Texan?
I'm Russian Texan. Both. Yeah, I'm Russian, but I'm big, same Texas. Sometimes people from who live in North, he told me, oh, you go to Texas? I say, yes. Texas people like big car, big steak, and big belt for jeans, for pants. I'm big. I'm Texas too. Thank you, dear friend. Thank you for your praise about my family. Thank you for your support for my family. We have a hard time now. Russia have difficult time because war. But Russian government don't call to war with Ukraine. He call special war operations. Yeah, I ask what difference. People kill, Russian army invade to Ukraine, Russian soldiers kill to Ukrainian soldiers, Russian soldiers kill to Ukrainian civil people. What difference? War and special war operations. Yeah. I have a lot of friends from Ukraine, from north part of Ukraine. Yeah, it's sometimes I'm called to him, I ask, how are you? He told me, he answered to me, it's bad. Russian artillery shooting to Ukrainian territory. Yeah. My family good now, my family with kids now, with my parents, western part of Siberia. In Siberia, to more safety now. Yeah. Couple times, Russian rocket shoot down Ukrainian military drone. One time, my wife wake up in middle night because sounds boom. She think, what is this? Next day, she reading from news, it's a Russian rocket shoot down Ukrainian military drone. I live from Ukrainian border 65-70 miles, and my house from Russian air military base 2 miles. Yeah, maybe Ukrainian soldiers, Ukrainian artillery shooting in air military base. It's terrible situations, but we have consolation. We have consolations from God. We have consolations from Bible. God all control all things. God controlling all things. And Book of Job teaching to us about sovereignty of God. Yeah. A few lessons from the Book of Job. If we start reading Book of Job chapter 1 and 2, we see dialogue, discussions between God and Satan. Discussions about Job. And God say to Satan, and the chapter 2, verse 6. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. God say to Satan, you can touch to Job, you can touch to his lifestyle, his life, flesh and his animals and his you take his kids, but save his life. God make borderline to Satan. You can use it this, but you can't behind this border. You can't touch his life. Still his life. Save his life. And Satan beginning work. Suffering coming to us when we don't expect them. Suffering coming to us when we do not expect him. Job had a good life. Many children's willed Job, rich people, rich men. But one day he lost his children and willed, and later feel it disease, yeah. One day separated Job's life before and after. One day. What we have today, tomorrow we can lose. Look in Job's life. Before and after. Thank God for what you have today. Thank God what you have today. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. Really? I don't know what happens tomorrow for my life, for my family, for my kids. And every day I say, thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for my family, for my kids. Thank you, God, for your blessing to my life. I don't know what happens tomorrow, but I know God is all control. God is powerful, merciful, King of the King, Lord of the Lords. Suffering came to, into Job's life. Interesting, when suffering coming to Job's, he began to ask to God, why? If we're reading chapter 23, Job say, very God's throne, I want coming to God's throne, I won't ask to God. I have questions to God, for God. Why? Why suffering is coming in my life? Chapter 23. Job won't ask to God. Why? Why suffering come to my life? Why trouble come to my life? Interesting. I don't know, but I'm not sure. When God blessing to Job, he asked God, why you bless me? When God blessed Job, Job did not ask God why the blessing came unto his life. We like blessing from God, really? We join when God give blessing to us, and we not ask why. Why you blessing to me, God? We thinking it's okay. We think sometimes God bless me because I'm good man, good husband, good preachers. I'm good person. God bless me because I'm good person. It's not correct. It's not true. God blessings are mercy, not justice. God blesses us for the sake of Jesus Christ only. God blesses us for the sake of Jesus Christ. When God bless us, good questions. Why? Why, God, you very good for me? Good to me. Why, God, you very mercy to me? And Job asked to God only about suffering, not about blessing. God answered Job's questions about the case of suffering. Case, it's correct, case of suffering. Cause. Sorry, can you help me? What is word?
Cause.
Cause. Sorry for my English. brother Herb teach me to English. Yeah. Southern English. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, chaos. And when we ask to person, we ready to clear answer. Yeah. If I'm ask to you, I want a clear answer. But when Job asked to God, why sufferings come to my life? God asked Job. Yeah. Chapter 28 and 40 to 49, lot questions God asking Job about creations, about this world. Do you know how wild goats bring a baby? Yeah. Do you know where is storage of snow? Do you know these? And good questions. I don't know. I'm very limited person. I'm very limited people. I don't know. I can't understand. And God asked to Job. God give to Job lot questions, and Job understood. What he Job understood? God Almighty, and all mine wise. Omni. It's a new word. Yeah, it's a couple days ago, brother Herb teach me a new word, Omni. Omni wise. What God creations, he creates all perfect. He Almighty and Omni wise. I don't understand a lot of things, but I know very important, trust to God. It's very important. And God is sovereignty, yeah. Absolutely sovereignty. He is King of the King and Lord of the Lord. If we read in chapter 24, Job 24, first and second verse. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no throat can be withholden from thee. Absolutely predestinations. Absolutely sovereignty of God. And if we read next, Job repent. He say, I'm not correct before. 23rd of chapter, Job won't ask it to God about suffering. But 42 chapter in 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th and 7th, he say, I'm repent. I don't want ask to God why. I don't want. Before my suffering, before my knowledge to God, Job say, I'm here about God. But now I can see. Five. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. It's very, very different. Good spiritual experience. It's a Job grew up in knowledge about God. Knowledge. Sorry for my English. After suffering, Job understood the sovereignty of God more. After suffering. And he have good lessons from God. Trust to me and don't ask me why. It's good lesson from God. Trust to me. Sometimes when we have good days, we have good life, and sometimes in our life coming evil days, and we ask God to why. And so sometimes I have problem. I have good theology about sovereignty of God, but when suffering coming, my heart don't have peace, don't have comfort. I can preach in lot sermons about absolutely sovereignty of God, but sometimes I need preaching to my heart. I need preaching to myself. Hey, Sergei, God is control. Not preaching to people. I need preaching myself. We have consolations. Consolations?
Yeah.
About our life. Romans 8:28. It's a great text. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. It's great consolation to us. And an interesting one moment, I will finish, but last moment. Chapter 19, 25 and 26, Job. Chapter 19, 25 and 26. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand and the later day upon the earth, and thought, what word? And 26. For the help. What is the word? 26. Though. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. It's interesting. Job, he lived many years before Jesus Christ, but he say, I shall see my Redeemer. Who speak to Job about Redeemer? Who preaching to Job about Jesus? It's interesting. He say, I know. It's a strong hope. I know. I see my Redeemer. Who teaching Job? Holy Spirit. Jesus say in Gospel of John chapter 6, 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be a thought of God. Thought of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learning of the fathers cometh unto me. Holy Spirit teaching Job about his Redeemer, about Jesus. Okay, very important. It is very important to know that God is omni-wise and sovereign King of the kings and Lord of the Lord. We need trust to God and don't ask why. God bless you, brothers.